Welcome to the audio briefing on the most important topics concerning O2 Telefónica.
Today's top stories at a glance. Telefónica posts a surprising Q2 net loss while achieving robust customer growth and significant network investments. The Bundesnetzagentur investigation clears Deutsche Telekom of competitive misconduct in its fiber deployment strategy, and Telekom launches a nationwide free data flat rate for the Wacken Open Air Festival and selected events.
Reuters reports that Telefónica posted a surprising second quarter net loss of 51 million euros, a stark reversal from a 417 million euros profit in the same period last year. As overall revenue declined primarily due to renewed write-downs, the depreciation of the Brazilian real, and significant asset impairments, including a 206 million euros write-off on its Peruvian unit. The financial performance was further impacted by the migration of 1&1 customers, which, when excluded, would have shown improvements in revenue and adjusted operating profit. In parallel, both Teltarif.de and Telecom Handle DE describe a robust performance in customer acquisition despite these setbacks. They detail that Telefónica Germany successfully added 184,000 new mobile contract customers, and according to Telecom Handle.de, also recorded a 177,000 increase in new IoT M2M connections compared to the previous year. Teltarif.de further highlights that O2 Telefónica maintained strong market fundamentals with an average revenue per user of €13.20 for postpaid and €7.70 for prepaid services, a performance driven by loyalty amid intense market competition and a focus on unlimited mobile tariffs such as the Unlimited and Unlimited on-demand plans highlighted by CEO Markus Haas. Additionally, the articles note significant investments in network expansion, including the deployment of more than 1,000 new 5G transmitters and the activation of around 200 new sites, which underpin a broader CapEx program and efforts to provide comprehensive coverage. Reuters also outlines CEO Mark Mertra's strategy to reduce exposure in Spanish-speaking Latin America by concentrating on the core markets of Spain, the UK, Germany, and Brazil, a move that underscores the company's resilience amid challenging market conditions and regulatory-driven customer transitions.
The Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung and FFRDE both report on the Bundesnetzagentur's investigation into Deutsche Telekom's fiber optic network deployment strategy. The regulatory examination, which monitored 539 instances of so-called double fiber expansion, a phenomenon where more than one operator initiates fiber deployments in the same area, did not reveal evidence of competitive misconduct or systematic abuse by Deutsche Telekom. Despite competitors' long-standing accusations that the company was leveraging its market dominance to secure additional market share by matching or planning network expansions where others had already invested, the agency found that these strategies, when viewed in the broader context of network development, did not warrant formal abuse procedures. The investigation focused more closely on only 7 cases and concluded that the severe charges did not stand up under regulatory scrutiny, with truly empty announcements being very rare across both Deutsche Telekom and its competitors. The final reports from both articles also note that while the ongoing debate raises questions about fair competition and strategic deployment practices, the Federal Network Agency remains open to reviewing further complaints if concrete evidence is presented. Critics, including associations such as BRECO and VATM, have called on policymakers, notably Federal Digital Minister Karsten Wildberger, to create fairer conditions to stimulate a more dynamic and wide-ranging fiber network expansion across Germany.
The article from Teltarif.de reports on Telekom's nationwide free data flat rate initiative, which is now available for the Wacken Open Air Festival and other selected events. The article explains that Telekom is offering its customers a time-limited bonus by allowing them to access mobile internet across Germany without consuming their data allocation during the event period. It is detailed that the free data flat can be booked via the Mein Magenta app under the Magenta Moments menu, and once activated, users can enjoy unlimited data usage until 2nd of August. Furthermore, the article emphasizes that the offer is not limited to the festival grounds in Wacken. Even those who cannot attend the festival, such as metal fans who missed ticket opportunities, can book the Wacken flat from anywhere in Germany. In summary, Teltarif.de portrays Telecom's action as a strategic move to enhance customer experience by enabling unrestricted sharing of photos, videos, and live streaming of the festival, reinforcing the company's commitment to offering engaging and convenient digital services.
Die Zeit presents an extensive interview with renowned AI pioneer Ray Kurzweil, who argues that merging human cognition with AI is the only viable way to remain in control of future technological advancements. In a detailed discussion, Kurzweil recounts his lifelong journey from early childhood curiosity about machines, his groundbreaking work on the Kurzweil reading machine, to his current views on the imminent singularity, when AI is expected to surpass human intelligence. The interview emphasizes how exponential increases in computational power have already enabled AI to generate creative outputs like humorous advertising slogans and produce rapid, complex data analyses, offering new possibilities for sectors such as medicine, energy, and even advertising. Additionally, Kurzweil explores the transformative potential of integrating neural implants, proposing that such advances could not only amplify human cognitive capacities, but also help society address emerging challenges such as job displacement and socioeconomic adjustments. The discussion, as reported by Die Zeit, also reflects on the historical foundations of AI research, including influential figures like Marvin Minsky and early developments in computer science, and concludes that despite potential challenges, technological progress will ultimately lead to improved societal outcomes and a renewed strategy for industries including telecommunications.
The ComputerBuild.de article provides an in-depth analysis of 1&1's recent entry into the prepaid annual package market. According to the article, 1&1 has introduced three distinct annual plans that customers pay for upfront, which then offer a fixed data volume to be used flexibly over 1 year. The first package, known as the Annual Package S, offers 20 gigabytes for approximately 50 euros, making it an attractive option for light users, secondary devices, or children. The medium option, Annual Package M, includes 60 gigabytes and represents a compelling value in terms of price-to-data ratio when compared to some competitors. In contrast, the premium Annual Package L provides 150 gigabytes for nearly 100 euros but falls short when competitors such as Vodafone Kalia, Aldi Talk, and even the Telecom offer higher data volumes at a similar price point, as noted by ComputerBuild.de. The review further explains that each plan includes an all-net and SMS flat rate, support for 5G with around 90% nationwide coverage, and download speeds of up to 300 megabit per second. It is also highlighted that the data volume granted is available in full from the start and can be used over the entire contract period, with the added benefit of EU roaming included. Despite the competitive pricing of the lower-tier packages, the analysis by ComputerBuild.de states that the top-tier offering does not match the value proposition seen with equivalent tariffs from other operators. The article underscores that while 1&1's approach delivers an appealing entry into the prepaid market for budget-conscious consumers, it faces stiff competition in the premium segment. Overall, the report presents a balanced view, emphasizing both the strategic pricing advantages and the areas where competitors offer superior performance, all of which could influence market positioning.
That was the current overview of the key topics for O2 Telefonica. Thank you for listening.
This briefing was generated with the help of artificial intelligence by Artically.